This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Hey, good morning, friends. How we doing? It is the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX. We've got Hancock and Kelly sitting in with us today.
Because it's Friday.
It's not. But I did wake up today thinking it was Thursday. And it's Wednesday, which sucks. But here we are, Hancock and Kelly with Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM, KMOX. Yeah, already.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Mayor Kara Spencer has placed the SEMA commissioner, the city of management, the city emergency management commissioner on leave after a failure on Friday with the tornado sirens. We are expecting a press conference to happen here shortly.
And the city of St. Louis continues to ask for federal help. I believe FEMA is expected today to do their initial assessment of the damage.
Cardinals have a rubber match against the Detroit Tigers this afternoon. 12:15 first pitch. They lost last night. Yeah, it happens.
Barely. Their last three losses have been barely losses.
That's right. They are in every game, pretty much.
One run.
I know.
One run losses the last three.
I can handle that for now. But they are playing today, 12:15. So that means we are done early, folks, because there is an 11:20 pregame show on KMOX.
Do you all get paid when you get time
First
off
of
like
all,
this?
That's
Wait,
rude.
Hold on
that's
a second.
Rude.
Yeah, where's that coming from?
Well, I'm just asking.
What do you get paid?
No, yeah. We don't get paid.
No, we're paying you to go to the game.
Yeah.
You are, but you guys.
I do pay for parking in this parking lot out here where you can't see the lines.
Oh, they take it out of my paycheck.
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't realize that for several months in because I don't look at the pay stub. I don't pay close attention to what's coming up.
You got to look at the stub there, Ron.
Well, I looked at the stub and I went, oh, parking? I didn't know we were paying for parking here. I thought it was a nice gesture.
And I bet I pay the same for parking here and I'm here one day a week. That you all pay when you're here
100%.
You should just come here and park just to park.
You know what?
Just to use it.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to leave my car here.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll take me home, right?
I'll take you to the ball game and then I'll take you back to your car.
Oh, all right.
And then you're going to have to take yourself back out to the God's country.
All right, fine. I'll do it. We found out today, unbelievable, that I always thought, had assumed that Michael and I met in 2002.
Well, I think that's true.
No, we met quite likely in 2001.
Quite likely, yes.
Because we were both running the redistricting efforts for our respective political parties in Missouri in 2001. And he was
gerrymandering?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was gerrymandering.
We were fighting with each other to gerrymander the red districts.
And
sat in that godforsaken office building and... the outskirts of Jefferson City for like 2 weeks straight.
So, you know, we had just taken the majority in the Missouri General Assembly. And, well, in the Senate. We hadn't taken the House yet. And we're redrawing the lines for the state. And one of my members, so you've got a commission that's appointed, and they have to work things out. And one of my commission members was about to cave and support the Democrat map.
Oh, gosh. What happened?
Well, so, you know, I threw a fit. No. But Jerry Hunter, an attorney in St. Louis here at Bryan Cave, he was one of my commission members, and he and Jeff Rowe, a political operative, got the guy back on the reservation. But the real story here was the night this all went down, I'd put the wrong stuff on my contact lens. And
what do you mean?
And I put like hot sauce or something?
I don't know what it was. But whatever it was, it scratched my cornea.
And oh, no.
Pain like I've never had. I mean, your eye pain, you know. And so I literally cannot see. And my eye is killing me. And I got my eyes closed, and I'm in the room with our delegation, and I said, look at this map, which I couldn't see. And I said, this is a terrible map. And, well, we ended up prevailing.
No, you went to court.
We ended up.
Which, the Republicans wanted to go to court.
Yeah.
Which so that they could have the judges
gerrymandered. They're litigious, aren't they?
Yeah. That's all they're all about these days.
And we got the court to draw the map.
Is that because Jerry Hunter gerrymandered?
Well, he could have. No, the courts drew the map, and then... the subsequent election in 2002.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk. But
let me ask you a question of you people drawing these lines.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make squares?
Well,
why can't you make a damn square? Make it easy.
You've got to have it contiguous, compact,
to help you. Why can't you make it look like, you have to make it look like a snake all the time.
No, these districts
look like serpents.
If you go back and look at the maps from 2001, they're beautiful, beautiful maps. And
it's a big, beautiful map.
It was a beautiful map. And, and the Republicans ended up taking control of the state house in the very next election. And which was one of the crowning achievements of my tenure as the executive director of the Missouri Republican Party.
But, was there a funny little nodule on the map and you're like, see that? That's why we took control?
No, but we did in the process that year.
The world changed. They were going to get it no matter how the map looked.
We had members of the General Assembly coming into the office to look at their districts. And I'll never forget Jett Banks. Remember J.B. Jett Banks, the senator from St. Louis, and we were showing him what we thought would be a good district for him, and we said, how do you like this district? And he said, that's not where I live. And I said, well, your address is right here. He said, that's where I stay, but that's not where I live.
So we had to
adjust the lines ever so slightly to accommodate Senator, the late, great Senator J.B. Jett Banks.
I love that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny.
It's not where I live.
So do you guys ever, in the map drawing, do Republicans and Democrats often shake hands over the lines and go, hey, this works for both of us?
Well, map drawing is one of the more controversial things that happens intra-party, meaning inside your own party. Hmm. And so Republicans are well known to, and John Hancock knows a lot of the same political operatives inside the urban areas, because what they do is they go to them and say, listen, particular congressman, I'm going to give you a 95% Democratic performing district if you'll support my map. Well, if you're already there and you're insured that you're going to get elected, and now you're going to vote for the Republicans, at the cost of what? So then we start to see some of those St. Louis County seats going Republican, even though that it should be Democrat. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the beauty.
It's very adversarial. So John Hancock and the Republicans seem to get along really well with the urban areas whenever we start to draw maps.
It's true. Because what you want to do, ultimately, if when you're doing the political gamesmanship, is you want the Democratic districts to be as Democratic as possible.
Dense. That's what they're trying to do.
And then you want to create as
dense,
many
right.
54% Republican districts as you can. So you pack, and Democrats, much more so than Republicans, are geographically
packed. Particularly in St. Louis.
Right. Well, and Kansas City's the same way, and it used to be Columbia. Now it's just St. Louis and Kansas City. But And then you try and draw the rest of the state to be competitive with a Republican plus number. And that gets to be problematic because some Republicans want their districts to be more Republican than I wanted them to be because I'm trying to maximize the number of seats we can win and compete in. So it's quite an interesting process, actually.
It is, and I knew all along when we were dealing with it that the Republicans wanted to go to court because they had control of the courts at the time. And to be honest with you, if you went by the court's rules, it was going to give probably a pretty favorable Republican map.
Right. And so that's how we met. And I assume we met. I don't remember meeting the little punk, but I that had to be. We had to have met then when I scratched my cornea.
Yeah, probably.
I had Dr. Judy in the emergency room. And he was treating me there, and I didn't look at him. I said to him, I said, "Say, you're not related to Judge Judy, are you?"
Oh, my God.
Jerry Hunter and I had lasting scars from that battle. He didn't much care for me after that. He tried to get me fired here at Game OX.
Jerry was a rock star during that redistricting.
Still around. How many rock stars try to get somebody fired from their job? Is that typical?
Still around?
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
Still playing politics?
He's still practicing law.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, hello, Mr. Hunter.
He's a great guy. He listens, by the way.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well,
hold on. How did he try to get you fired? I want to hear this story.
I don't know. He said that I was pushing Democratic causes on KMOX. This is back in the Rush Limbaugh days. He wrote a letter or something. Oh. I don't remember what it was.
Jerry likes you, man.
Yeah, he's a fine man. I've seen him in public places.
Yeah,
we would talk to each other, but I know him from fighting for that map.
Yeah.
And
I had totally forgotten that we did that.
So, we're going to bury Kit Bond this week. And, I spent my entire existence fighting Kit Bond. The same with John Hancock. I've gone and done nothing but fight against them. But even in your own office environment where you work with people maybe you don't care for, you get to know each other and you do create a human element of connection. And so I did that with Jerry Hunter. It wasn't all positive, but with Kit Bond, that'd be another person I created
You had a real bond there.
I did. And, you and I'd run into him occasionally. He always watched the show.
Yeah.
He was a common sense Republican from my sense in that, right now there's these stark lines that you had to go do. Kit Bond was one of the biggest advocates for St. Louis and Kansas City's public housing. That is not necessarily something Republicans carry a banner for.
Hancock and Kelly with us, Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. As we mentioned, we are waiting for Kara Spencer to begin her press conference. She has she is working to make a change in the SEMA office after the commissioner failed at the job on Friday. There was a tornado siren failure. A lot of people didn't hear sirens because they didn't go off, which is a huge, huge problem. So we are going to send it. I believe they're in North City right now, but Mayor Kara Spencer is about to step up to the microphones and tell us what's going on. There's a very fascinating situation that happened. Going back to Friday, when people, I saw them online talking about, hey, I didn't hear any sirens. Mm-hmm. Did you hear sirens? And no, I didn't hear any sirens. So that's a problem when a massive storm is coming through.
Yes, and the fact, too, that our system is a button still. It's a physical button when so many of them are automated. The National Weather Service should be the only ones operating, sounding those alarms. But we had a physical button, and I guess all the people who have the capability of pushing the button were at a workshop on an afternoon when we knew bad storms were coming. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. I how do you not know?
I don't know.
I mean, that should be your job.
How do you send everyone to a workshop?
It's astounding. So Mayor Spencer has not stepped up, but it looks like Mitch McCoy is at the microphone. Now let's listen into what he's having to say at the moment.
Today that we are going to provide an update each day. Today we are moved it up a little bit. We are going to reassess to see if we need to do another briefing later today. If that happens, we will notify you as soon as quickly as possible. We will have Mayor Kara Spencer speak. Mayor Spencer is going to invite some other folks that are standing near her to speak. The mayor will then speak again to provide a detailed report on what was shared last night, and then she will answer questions in full today. Mayor Spencer.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Mitch. I know, given the announcement that we made last night, you all have a lot of questions about the sirens and the actions we're taking as a result of that. I will get to that. I want to hold those questions for me. I will handle all those, and I want to turn it over to some of the other elected officials who represent the affected area. I'm going to start with Alderwoman Tyus.
Good morning. Thank you for all being here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, first of all, I want to thank Mayor Spencer. She has been incredible. From the time that it has happened, she has responded in the way that she is supposed to respond. My area, so much of my community was devastated. Reports of my house being demolished, that is not true. My fences are gone, but I'm safe. But there is nothing that I have asked of the mayor. And you guys know that if I'm not happy, I am not happy. And I let everybody know it. There is nothing that I have asked of this mayor that she has not done. She has gone above and beyond what is required of her. She's been in office 1 month. This is 100-year kind of things that happen. And she's responded. She's had Kings Highway cleaned in a matter of hours. Marcus, Euclid, electric down, Ameren. She's done everything she's supposed to. I want to talk about the sirens because I was there when the sirens were put there. So there's an unfair narrative going on about the sirens. The sirens were not put there to be indoors. They were there for people outdoors. And they put them behind every alderperson's house. So I still have one. And even having a siren, I sometimes can't hear in my house. So do we need to update? Yes. Is it this mayor's fault? No. If we're going to put blame someplace, let's talk about the prior administrations who've been there for 4 years, and then Francis Lay, 16 years. So if you're going to blame somebody, blame the right people, because she's doing everything she can. I stand by her. I am proud to be here. I hardly show up for press conferences because I'm not that root rah-rah person, because I've been out in my community. I want to thank the fire chief. He saw me Sunday. I'm out talking to the people. We're having an event today at Cope Brilliance Presbyterian Church, which was demolished, but they're giving their parking lot, and we have people coming in serving 700 meals to the people in the neighborhood. You're all invited to come. I'm overwhelmed. I feel like just crying when I see what's happened. I'm so sorry for the couple. The man who lost his wife, that was one of my constituents. I hope the mayor will accompany me if I try to have a meeting with them. We care about every single person in the city of St. Louis, and Kara Spencer is doing her best to represent all of those people, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Good morning. I'm Laura Keyes with the Elevated 11th Ward. And I just have to say that this has been a once in a, hopefully in my lifetime, experience. I've said this before, this is our Katrina. And that's not to take anything away from what the people in Louisiana went through. And in some cases, they're still going through it. So we know that this is going to be a very long road. It's not going to be weeks. It's not going to be months. It's going to be years before we can begin to bounce back. Within probably an hour of the storm, the mayor, Kara Spencer, called me herself. And that is how all of the communication has been. She has called me herself. Most mornings by 7:30, she has been on my phone calling me, letting me know what resources are out there. We are devastated. We are hurting. My house is damaged. I'm in this thing with everybody else. We're all going through this. I am so proud of the way community came together. Just block after block, I saw neighbors coming out of their houses with shovels and brooms and sawzalls and chainsaws and cutting down trees and debris to get the stuff cleared so that emergency vehicles could make it through our streets for people who may have needed help. I'm so proud of all of the business owners and restaurant owners who are feeding our people. So proud of all of the churches and not-for-profit organizations. While I'm up here, I just want to make mention that Team Jesus made it into St. Louis yesterday evening at around 6 o'clock. They are able to feed 5,000 people per day. They are located on the parking lot at Marcus and Natural Bridge. Please get the word out that if people are needing food resources, here's another location that you can go to make sure that you have resources. Naturally, in the Elevated 11th Ward, our O'Fallon Rec Center, Action St. Louis is there with a variety of other resources, personal hygiene materials, as well as food and all other things that are needed. Urban League, just tremendous. Tarps, wood. We were able to tarp, I think, about 15 single-story houses yesterday because of the resources they were able to provide. But once again, everything that can be done has been done. Everything that we have called upon the administration to do for us, they have done so and done it quickly. And I can only be grateful. We've got a long road to go. And we've got to work together. I'm very disheartened to look at social media, and unfortunately I had to unfriend some people. I'm sorry. I can't deal with all of the negativity when there are people out here who are hurting.
This is Alderwoman Laura Keyes speaking right now. We are expecting to hear back from the mayor, Kara Spencer, in just a few moments. She has made a change, it looks like, at the SEMA office with the commissioner after the tornado siren failure that happened on Friday. If the mayor is going to speak now, we will stick with her, but I don't believe so. No, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come back in just a bit. If the mayor steps up to the microphone during the commercial break, we will get right to the mayor. So stay right here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Chris and Amy show, 104.1 FM KMOX. We got Hancock and Kelly with us, and the press conference is ongoing right now with Mayor Kara Spencer, and a bunch of alderpersons are there with her, and they have all been speaking. We want to get back to her when she does come back up to the microphone to address the SEMA situation and the
yes.
looks like a firing that happened. So that we'll take you to that as soon as it happens.
And John, if you could briefly just set the table, because I just had people ask, like, why isn't the National Guard here? Wait, why is FEMA not helping? Can you just quickly set the table of the specific processes that need to take place, why they're not here.
Yeah, well, the Guard has a very specific and statutory role to play in disasters that happen. And this requesting city has got to lay out a very specific request and parameters for that request. The Guard does not provide volunteer services or food distribution. That's not in their purview. But what they do in these cases where you've got, like, say, widespread looting, the Guard can be deployed on the street to, you know, prevent the looting from behaving. We've not really seen that here in St. Louis, which is great. But I think the city is now in the process of working with the Guard to define a possible role for them. And if that role is appropriate, I think you'll see them deployed pretty quickly.
And then also with FEMA, takes a few days for the assessors to get here. Yep. The assessors are getting here today, and then it might, once they assess that, then the help comes several days after that.
Yeah, but like the mayor said a day or two ago, the city will not be able to recover on its own. It's going to need outside help, just like any natural disaster that rolls through any area. We've seen it with hurricanes, tornadoes, and other places, flooding. The federal government is going to have to be a big part of this cleanup and recovery. Hancock and Kelly with us. It is Chris and Amy. Again, when Mayor Spencer comes back to the microphone to answer questions about what is happening with the City Emergency Management Office, we will bring that to you. Even if we're in the middle of a commercial break, we will get right to Mayor Spencer here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Still waiting for Mayor Kara Spencer to come back to the microphone.
Looks like the 4th of July parade.
They've had a lot of speakers so far. A lot of alderpersons have come up to the mic and spoken.
Aldermanic President Megan Green speaking
Megan
now.
Megan Green is speaking now.
Yeah, a whole rotation of people.
And we were reminiscing about Valentina Gomez and how much we miss her. Come on, we do kind of miss her being around town,
no,
don't we?
We don't.
Yes, we do.
She is a gross, vile person.
Oh, come on. She was entertaining with all of her lunacy. Come on, Michael, you miss Valentina Gomez, don't you?
I wasn't a fan, and I didn't get it. And what was crazy is that there was a reception inside the Republican Party. Nobody slammed her down. You know, they kind of... dealt with her.
Yeah, she had to have not been great. All right, here's Mayor Kara Spencer. And a lawnmower.
Alderwoman Tyus made a good point. We should thank these guys right here that are working to restore power. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you. I know you all, this is just an incredible, we all can see how we're coming together. And, you know, we often do fight. We can get back to that sometime soon, I'm sure. But we are acting in unison. It is important. I also want to recognize that there have been gaps. There will be gaps. Let us know where we're not hitting the mark. We want to be present. We want to do everything we can to support our communities. We're here. We're ready to continue the work. A couple of quick announcements that you know. This morning, FEMA is on the ground doing evaluations with us to ensure that we're moving that process forward. The National Guard came in yesterday to help us conduct the necessary evaluations to make those asks. We're moving forward with that. And we have a robust team that looks a lot bigger than what you see even here that is back at police headquarters at SEMA working around the clock to get the processes and the procedures and the response in place to be able to serve the community. I also know you all have a lot of questions regarding the sirens, okay? And I want to go through that before we take questions. As you all know from my press briefing yesterday, last night, that we placed our SEMA commissioner on leave and we released the documents and the recordings related to the calls as they were related to the siren failure, okay? This is pending, the leave is pending a full investigation into the actions of our city emergency management agency on Friday. We know that there was a failure to sound the tornado alarms. After learning of the failure of the sirens, I immediately ordered an internal investigation. The initial focus was focused on correcting the immediate action to make sure that this didn't happen again. We did this by changing the siren protocol and clearly placing the responsibility of activating the sirens with the fire department. However, as that investigation continued, it became increasingly clear that there was not just one issue, there were multiple. I had directed my staff to initiate an external investigation to fully explore this and other potential issues. Friday afternoon, SEMA staff were at a workshop at 1520 Marketplace. They were not in SEMA headquarters, despite where the actual button is located, despite the weather. The weather issues that we knew were coming. This meant that our SEMA staff could not activate the button. When the warning was issued by the National Weather Service, the fire department was contacted by SEMA. At that point, there was a breakdown in communication. The directive to activate the sirens was not clear. This cannot happen when a tornado is ripping through our community. Our safety depends on clear and direct communication. We did release the auto recording to the public last night. Let me be clear, SEMA exists to alert the community when severe weather is coming. This office failed to do that in the most horrific and deadly storm that our city has experienced in my lifetime. We also know that our commissioner has served in goodwill. But I cannot. We cannot move forward without providing accountability, ensuring that we have a robust emergency management system in place to provide confidence in the system that we have to ensure that our residents will be alerted in times of severe weather. Starting tonight, Captain John Walk with the fire department will lead SEMA, our local emergency management system, until a permanent commissioner is installed. Wednesday morning, an additional incident management response support team will be provided by the Metro West Fire Protection District, Chief Michael Thiemann. Thiemann was a team manager of the Missouri Regency Incident Response Team during the 2022 floods, and he did an excellent job, and he'll do an excellent job for us here moving forward. Following the failure to activate the sirens, I signed an executive order Tuesday morning to overhaul the sign activation protocol. Under the new protocol, the fire department alone will be responsible for activating the siren. The siren system to be activated is at the primary activation point at the fire department headquarters, okay? Yesterday, you know that we issued a testing of the siren. At that point, we learned that there were further issues with that system. We took action immediately to fix those issues, and we now have somebody from the fire department located at SEMA 24 hours a day to push that button should we need it, while we ensure that the fire department can activate that system flawlessly moving forward. We will be conducting additional tests today at noon to ensure that the system is working. We know that testing the system is traumatic, and we wouldn't do it if we did not believe that it was absolutely necessary to ensure that our system is working well. To that end, I will take questions. I want to also offer questions to the rest of the folks standing behind me, but I want to be very clear that the system and its failures are my responsibility, and I will take all questions related to those issues.
How concerned are you, given what you've learned from the investigation, about where the activation system stands? Is there a disappointment? Is there more shock, stunned, both?
I'm a bit shocked and disappointed, but I also want to be clear that I am confident in what we have done over the last 48 hours to ensure that we can reliably activate the system should we need to. I have been shocked, and I remain shocked, and frankly a bit horrified by the issues in the system, okay? But I am also very confident that we can activate the system when and if it's necessary in the coming days, weeks, months, years ahead. We also have a plan in place and funding that we had allocated a year and a half ago to automate this system.
So during that phone call, has anyone asked the other person on the other end of that phone call what they heard, if it was clear or unclear in this investigation?
I don't know what that person has indicated as a response, but what I will say is that it was not clear. It should have been crystal clear. A directive should have been made specifically to that person to sound the alarm. And it was not crystal clear. It's also clear to me that the button at the fire department was not working as it should have been. So regardless of that directive, that alarm system was not working in the way it should have been.
Can you speak about before?
And I will. Let me also just clarify that. Testing of the fire system, the alarm system, falls under SEMA, okay? And we need to, and now that we are fully vetting and testing this with a robust system and a robust team that includes emergency management professionals from around the state to ensure that it does operate flawlessly. It did not operate flawlessly before.
We talked about that button not being pressed, Mayor, but can you
tell us? I promise I will answer all questions, okay? I really will. I'm not going to go anywhere.
Was the fire department aware of its secondary responsibilities to sound the siren, and should the button at the fire department have been tested before yesterday? Because the protocol is actually that fire department is the primary, so why weren't they aware that their button wasn't working?
It's a great question, Rachel. I cannot speak to whether or not the fire department knew that the button didn't work. They should have been aware of that. We are taking every step possible to ensure that they are informed and know, and that the testing is conducted in a way that all parties involved in the protocol will know moving forward.
So, post-dispatch.
Yes.
So when Russell called the fire department, did the fire department push the button, or they didn't understand that they were supposed to, whoever the call was?
It's my understanding that when Russell called the fire department, the direction was not clear. I listened to the recording. My takeaway was that the direction was not clear. It did not direct the person on the other end to press the fire button. And it's my understanding that the button was not pushed. It's also my understanding that had the button been pushed, it did not work the way it should have.
So the sirens didn't go off at all?
It's my understanding that the sirens did not go off as they should have.
Mayor, citywide.
It is my understanding that the sirens did not go off as they should have citywide.
Mayor, I've been out in the community. I've been talking to people, a lot of frustrated people, a lot of folks feeling a sense of hopelessness. When can they expect to hear from FEMA directly about their issues? And what message would you send to residents out there who are out of their homes who want to hear something? What do you tell those people?
What I will tell them, FEMA is on the ground right now working with us to do evaluations. Bringing FEMA in, it's my understanding, is not going to be a quick process. We are doing everything in our power. I am confident that the state is doing everything in our power, and all elected officials at every level here are doing everything they can to make that process as quick as possible.
KMOX.
Was the fire department's button tested the day before the tornado on Thursday when the test was happening? Did they test their button as well before the sirens go off?
I want to make sure that question is answered definitively, and it is part of our internal and external investigation. We will get an answer to that definitively. I don't want to speculate now. I do not know the answer definitively right now.
How long has that button been broken?
I also want to answer that question, and that will be part of our both internal and external investigation. I cannot answer it definitively, and the public deserves a definitive answer on that. We will get it.
So Mayor, we've been talking about Greg and Spectrum.
The recording doesn't necessarily make it clear that it was Russell. I mean, it was her, but did the person on the other end of the line know that was Commissioner Russell who was calling?
It's not clear to me from listening to the recording that person knew who was calling either as of right now. So I can't answer that definitively, and I haven't spoken to that person, nor has that person definitively addressed that question. But I think it's a good question, and we will look into answering it.
So when Russell says, so you've got the sirens, and she says yes, she doesn't know that she's hearing that from the commissioner of...
I don't know the answer to that, and we should get an answer to that. I don't have it definitively right now.
Why was the SEMA commissioner out of his office? Why was the SEMA commissioner out of the office at a workshop when we knew that there were storms coming that day? We talked a lot about the buttons, but people are wanting to know why was that person out of position and not in position, to sound that alarm.
I don't know the answer to that other than what I have been told, that SEMA and their staff were conducting a workshop at 1520. As I mentioned in my press release, we knew there was weather coming. We should have been at the button, okay? And I don't know why that decision was made. I don't agree with that decision.
Mayor, what do you say to the public? There are people asking, we didn't hear anything,
yes.
As we've been talking. They're hurting. They're devastated, obviously, as we all are. How do you provide hope to these people who are literally, like you all have said, on social media and saying so many things? How do you provide hope to them when they feel like there is no hope?
Here. What's clear to me in this investigation regarding our siren is not one thing. It's a host of things. It's like pulling back an onion. We have systemic failure across so many systems here. And we have a robust team that is unified in fixing this. We have our state. We have professionals from across the region who have descended upon our city, who are at police headquarters right now in the community, who are committed to fixing this. And I am confident, and I do have hope, and I do have confidence that we, as a unified city, are going to fix the systemic issues one by one, and we are going to make our emergency response work for our community, and we are going to respond to this calamity to address the needs of our community and to rebuild our city.
I know St. Charles County has an emergency operating system where they actually can remote the siren. And they require those individuals to be inside the building when a storm does come. Is that something that you all may consider, protocol, changing that?
We are considering that protocol. We are looking at best practices. We are also looking at automating the system so there is no human error that can take place.
Could additional personnel changes be made depending on the outcome of the investigation?
That's a personnel issue. I will say that as the result of our internal investigation, which has been fairly robust given the circumstances and that we are juggling the response and the investigation at the same time, I will say that I am confident in the team we have.
You said there was going to be an external investigation?
There is going to be an external investigation. We are still evaluating options on that, but an external investigation will be part of this. Yes. Last question first. That is a personnel procedure. It is a procedure that is required under city law. That is the procedure that we were advised that we have to take as a matter of personnel. Regarding why that robust system wasn't in place, I will say that we have taken every step to ensure that that never happens again. I agree with you that should have not been the case, And I share your horror, and I can't feel your pain, but I am taking every step to ensure that it never happens again.
And I hope somebody, like you said, the police, they have scanners. The fire department, they have scanners. You got the SEMA, they should have had a scanner since they couldn't be there. Now you understand, you test the thing right the day before. And
yes.
Something would have said, okay, let me have what I need with me. So I can't be by the button. Tell them where I'm supposed to be sitting there by the button.
Yes. Yes.
And so I didn't hear nothing. I'm
yes.
But, you know, because I heard it yesterday, the day before. So why am I not here today? So somebody
yes.
should have a scanner at which you all at all times, no matter if the fire department has what they need.
Yes.
The media is telling you every day, all day, about
yes.
the weather. It should be breaking through. That's all.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what we are continuing to fully investigate this and outline exactly what we're going to do, and we will share that with the public to ensure you that it is a robust system in place.
Yeah, that's actually a big picture in North City. Big green addressed in general about the grant money, about repairs. Driving through and seeing the extensive amount of damage, are you confident that
yes.
that it can be fixed? I mean, is there a path forward, do you think, with all of the damage? People like myself.
Mayor Kara Spencer is taking questions right now from media, and it sounds like she's also taking questions from citizens who are on the ground in North City after the tornado siren failure that occurred on Friday. The person responsible for that, Sarah Russell, who was the City Emergency Management Commissioner, has been placed on paid leave, which Mayor Spencer says is the protocol they have to take as of right now. But it does sound like she is not going to take that position back. I would say that she is done doing that, or at least that's what it sounds like to me. And the fire department will be in control of the siren. So we are going to take a quick break here. We're going to regroup and see if the press conference is still going. We will revisit it if we feel like we need to do that. We'll monitor what Mayor Kara Spencer is saying. It is Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.